The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
After two decades in New York City, Mike Doty made a big lifestyle change recently by moving to Memphis. While the changes of scenery isn't exactly evident in his songwriting, you can definitely sense a man inspired when you talk with him. Not that he seems to ever have a lack of creativity, regardless of where he's living now. Doty is a man who ultimately doesn't stop or sit still, something that's always been great for us fans. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
Oh, I can't believe I found you in that sound. I can't believe I found you in that sound.
Just passing through, I'm sort of going around the country playing radio stations and record stores and pushing the new album, The Heart Watches While the Brain Burns.
A long title.
Yeah, as usual.
Of course, anything like that just gets abbreviated to The Heart Watches.
The Heart Watches, yeah. Fine with that.
Yeah.
If you're an Apple style.
Yeah, right. without the excellent use of ellipses, though. It's, you know.
No ellipses in mind.
No, what's it? I'm sure it's been told, but is there a story behind that title? Is that a lyric or something?
No, it's from Marc Maron. He actually said it in a rant before a podcast on the topic of nicotine gum.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, he just like, I don't know if he listens to his podcast, but there's like 10, 15 minutes where he just talks. And I've known him, I used to go see him on Ludlow Street in the 90s, so I've known him a long time. And I wrote to him, you know, to ask permission. He was like, no memory of saying that at all.
The opening song of this, by the way, has one of the coolest grooves I've heard this year. The song is called Wait, You'll Find a Better Way, which I keep thinking like night driving. And in fact, that's sort of what this whole record does to me. Like you have
night driving.
It's a night drive record.
That's fabulous.
You kind of understand what I'm getting at.
Yeah, totally.
There's a consistency to this record in its sound that I guess you don't always get, you know, that you don't always seemingly go after either.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, I do like it when things have like a consistent world to them. That sort of inherently gives it a thing.
I had it on last night. I had it loud all over the house, and it does. It seems like this one big piece that you can kind of come in and out of. And
yeah, I mean, that's the deal.
And it's only 36 minutes on top of that.
I know, and that is another thing that I love is short records.
Right.
This is the first record I've done in a while where everything feels essential.
Oh, you find a better way. Oh, you find a better way.
There's a song called Brian. It's track 3. Who's Brian?
There's no real Brian.
Okay.
I mean, I know a ton of Brian.
Sure, but this is not based on
an actual Brian.
It just worked for the...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a character. That song is based on a beat I heard in Eritrea. For real, I'm not kidding.
The look in my eyes was like, I don't know.
Went to Eritrea and I went to this club, and I went to it a bunch of different times, and they have this one beat that goes, gudum, gudum, gudum. And it's really weird and hypnotic. And if you heard it isolated, you would be like, how do people even dance to this? But in context, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And so the song was, but it's a really odd beat because it goes, gudum, gudum. Gudunk, literally for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then this thing comes in, so it goes, tzz, gugadunk, tzz, gugadunk. And it's like one note, and then it does that for another 7 or 8 minutes.
This would make John Cale so happy.
I know, or me with my 25 word song. I mean, dude, it's African.
Memphis has become a big part of your life. Like,
yes.
How long were you in New York?
26 years, bar 10 weird months in London. You know, I mean, I came in 1989, so I watched the sea change a bunch of times, and I've watched, you know, every neighborhood I used to hang out in, you know, turn into something else. And eventually, I was just like, look, I'm an adult. I want to own a home. You know, I started out on the Lower East Side, and you know, any of the neighborhoods I lived in, I would never be able to own.
Right. Congratulations, you are now a homeowner.
I am.
Which has been celebrated, again, very publicly.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, yeah. Welcome. I'm an American now. It's nice. But actually, Jay Russo, who plays with Nicole Atkins and Mercury Rev, I was going to move to Nashville. And he was like, I don't know, you should look at Memphis. I was like, Memphis, who knows? Because You don't see Memphis when you're touring. You see, like, Beale Street, you see the outskirts of town. But Midtown Memphis is this super cool, groovy people place. The kind of place where you see the lawn signs and you think Bernie won.
Right.
Like, that kind of part of the world.
Right.
Well, put it this way. I have this old sticker on my car that says, I'd rather be smashing Soviet imperialism. My friend Jamie gave it to me.
Okay.
And people get it in Midtown Memphis, and then I drive out to the Target outside the perimeter, and people think it's real.
You have a lot of people that go to Memphis to make the Memphis record. You moved to Memphis. You didn't make the Memphis record.
No.
Like, that's not something that instantly came out. You know, I don't hear the Stax horns.
No, I moved to Memphis and made the New York record over the internet.
Right.
I was working with Good Goose, and I just, you know, kept sending files back and forth.
I noticed one thing about this, that there's no scatting on this record. there's no scatting on it. Not that I can find, anyway.
Well, do I scat on every record?
I feel like there's at least been one little part. There's, even if it's a doop-de-doop kind of a thing, you know.
I mean, when I do that, I try to make it not sound like scatting.
Okay.
Like the fuebu-fuebu thing. That,
then maybe we have different definitions of it, you know.
Making
sure.
Like melodic stuff with your voice.
You do a lot of, mouth things.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Mouth things. I do a lot of mouth things.
Bibbidi-bobbidi. Mike Doty's newest is called The Heart Watches While the Brain Burns. It's yet to be seen if he settles into a slower Southern lifestyle, though. For more of my interviews, head to Facebook and Twitter at Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Chris Allman for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.